This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We have been telling you low these past 2 years now about the Trump administration going after the Chinese telecommunications conglomerate Huawei, that it's a security threat, that it can't be trusted in cell phone networks, that it is just a bad actor, the White House says. Well, today, Washington got a big win. The British government says phone companies over there cannot buy Huawei equipment, and they have to uninstall gear they have already got in place. This is quite the turnaround. As Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, there are a couple of things going on.
2 months ago, the Trump administration began a campaign to kneecap Huawei's supply chain. It banned certain chipmakers from selling semiconductors to Huawei. In today's decision, the British government said the U.S. ban endangers Huawei's ability to build a sophisticated 5G network. Sam Visner directs cybersecurity for the MITRE Corporation, a research group.
It will be increasingly difficult to sustain a 5G network if it's built out of hardware that no longer has access to the most advanced technology.
But there's all kinds of geopolitics at work, too. At the University of Buckingham, International Studies professor Anthony Glee says Chinese aggression in places like Hong Kong has turned off the British government, as Washington has pressured London to abandon Huawei.
You could say this has been sabotaged. Huawei 5G has been sabotaged by President Trump.
By many accounts, Huawei's gear is cheaper and more advanced than its global competition. Still, the UK ban could pressure other European governments to follow, says telecom analyst Roger Entner at Recon Analytics.
It certainly makes the case much stronger for lawmakers that want to prevent Huawei in Germany and France and Italy.
Huawei is nonetheless making big inroads in the developing world, including Africa. So the way things are going, the wireless world could split into two technology halves. Paul Triolo heads geotechnology at the Eurasia Group.
There's going to be a world where Chinese companies are going to be able to compete and a world where they're going to have much more difficulty.
For its part, Huawei warned that banning it in the UK could backfire and, quote, move Britain into the digital slow lane. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.